yeah. I saw a very similar image of one looking around a tree in the middle of a rainstorm one time, and so I was pretty sure, but I contacted a couple of my preeminent carcinologist mates, and they confirmed it was, so we're all cock-a-hoop.
When was that last time you spotted what you thought was this white-striped crab?
That was in 2010. It's a bit of a long story. I started to write a book on the crabs of the island, and so I contacted these carcinologists, one from the Raffles Museum in Singapore and one from the Queensland Museum, who are a couple of the top guys in the world. And they came over and did some expeditions on the island just to ascertain what was there. And it was after one of these that we weren't successful in tracking down this little critter, and they were due to come back the next year to continue some more work, and it was in that period that I saw this crab, and so I got onto them and said, I think it's still around, and then when they did come back the subsequent year, we searched and we searched and we searched and couldn't find the little bugger.
That's a good way to put it, isn't it? Because I imagine all the money that was spent on flying to the island in the hope of spotting it again, and it's managed to elude you all.
Ah, yeah, but, I mean, their research paid off in dividends. I mean, we discovered new species of crabs, and some of the crabs on the island were reclassified and are now deemed to be endemic to the island. So, I mean, the work was all worthwhile, but there was just this one particular crab that eluded us. And, I mean, these guys, as I say, are some of the best, and they got some of the best crab catchers in the world with them, and this crab eluded them. So it was a matter of honour, really, for them. And, yeah, as soon as I downloaded the photograph that Chris Bray took of the thing and sent off to them, they were back straight away. You know, one of them is actually on holidays as well, and it caught up with him. But, yeah, so it's all a very chancy thing. I mean, we had really well-organised searches and everything and some of the best people in the world, and nothing happened, but here it is. It turns up in cyberspace.
And the last photo that was taken of this species, the white-striped crab, back in 1989, is that right?
That's right, yeah. A predecessor of mine, a guy called Hugh Yorkson, who was a ranger on the island way back, was the last person to collect one and photograph one. And that little critter actually is now in the WA Museum, and it was that specimen plus some others that had been collected in Indonesia and places like that that these guys looked at that determined it wasn't the crab that they originally thought it was, and so they reclassified that crab as well to be a new species, but it wasn't endemic to Christmas Island because it has been found in Indonesia to the north of Christmas Island. But it's been an interesting exercise, this Labuanium. It's always something we talked about whenever we got together or we communicated. Has anyone seen a Labuanium lately? You know, it's become a bit of a catchphrase with us. But anyway,
here it is.
It's finally turned up. Yeah, courtesy of, pure chance, really.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to get in touch with Chris Bray at the moment. He's on a bit of an expedition on Kangaroo Island. This is the visitor who took the photo and just by chance included the photo in the bunch that he sent to the Tourist Association after his visit. He does safari photography tours around islands right across the world. It's a horrible job. It really does sound like it. But and then by chance the Tourism Association also selected one of these photos. This photo is the one to post, and there you go. That chain reaction started, and what a beautiful tropical-looking crab it is as well, with its purple nippers and that yellow tinge to its eyes and green legs. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, I call crabs pretty, but I guess a lot of people wouldn't. But it's a great little animal, and I mean, it was those piercing. The photo doesn't actually do the eyes justice. They are really fluorescent, and it was this vivid memory in my mind of these two yellow eyes and a pair of purple claws looking around a tree at me in the middle of a rainstorm when I didn't have a camera. And so that was implanted indelibly in my mind. And then when I saw the photograph up on the Christmas on Tourism Association Facebook page, there was no doubt in my mind. But anyway, we confirmed it with the experts. But so it's just one of those really odd, chancy things that happens in life, I guess.
It's 14 past 10 on mornings. Max Orchard is with me. He's a ranger for the Christmas Island National Park, and he's on leave at the moment, but stumbled upon this photo on the island's Tourism Association Facebook page, taken by a visitor to the island a while back, and just so happens this is a crab which has been sought after for a number of years now. The last time a photo was taken of this species was known to be in 1989, so just about 25 years ago, which is remarkable. You're not on the island at the moment, Max. You're on leave, as I said, but how does it feel knowing now it's definitely there? Do you expect there to be others?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were always hopeful that it had survived the ravages of an invasive ant that likes the same habitat that it lives in, and this ant has ravaged land crab populations across the island, you know, from the huge robber crab down to the little nipper, a cousin of this fella. And having seen one, you know, back then fleetingly, I was confident that it would turn up again, so I included it in the book when I published it, but I had to use 25-year-old photos, unfortunately. But I guess maybe a second edition coming up now, eh?
That's right. As we've just been speaking, Chris Bray, who took the photo, has joined us on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks very much for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. I can't imagine the wave you must be riding. Take us back to the day you took the photo and how that unfolded.
Yeah, it was just a stroke of luck, really. I mean, we were down in Christmas Island in May just to scope it out for running photo safaris there. We sort of run photo holidays around the world to beautiful little locations overseas and here. And we spend a while each year looking for little remote places that are quite beautiful. I actually visited Christmas Island as a kid on a sailing boat. And back then, that was before, you know, the days of detention center and that kind of thing. And back then, I just remember it as being this most beautiful little remote wilderness with amazing wildlife, unique crabs, and just a little undiscovered pocket that not many people knew about. So, yeah, the other day when we were thinking of where we'd go next, Christmas Island sounded like a really beautiful place to try. And went back there, and we were just scoping out the whole island, trying to find beautiful things to photograph, locations, and obviously there's a lot of different crab species there, and we were just looking for everything we could find. And we were just walking along down to one of the beautiful beaches there, Dolly Beach. It's a very white, you know, beautiful white sand beach. Walking along the track, and I was just pausing to probably catch my breath, and noticed on a little palm tree this colourful crab with, you know, purple nippers, and it just looked quite nice. Snapped a couple of photos of it, took a little bit of video, and then moved on. Just happened to give those photos to the Christmas Island Tourism Association, and as Max was just saying, you know, just happened to put it on their Facebook page, and it was just lucky that someone who knew what he was looking for happened to see it. And so you can imagine my surprise. I was over in Kenya just a couple of weeks ago and got a very excited email from Max saying, you know, where did you find this crab? How did that happen? So yeah, I was really pretty stoked. It's no Tasmanian tiger, but pretty chuffed.
And what does the future hold for this crab now, Max?
Well, this is what we've got to work out. The parks guys and girls will go out and, I guess, check the area, and we'll see what sort of transpires. But I guess that now that it has turned up, there are some obligations, I guess, management-wise for the animal. And, it's early days yet, but I'm confident that the staff out there will certainly do their best to preserve the animal for perpetuity.
Why are discoveries like this so important to the island's residents as well? I mean, the place must be reeling.
Well, it's expeditions like those that Chris Mount that highlight these things. I mean, you know, people can join a trip that he leads and go out there, and who knows what they might photograph. You know, they may turn up all sorts of things. I'm sure Chris is probably looking for things on Kangaroo Island now. He might even have booked a trip to Tassie to see if he can find a Tassie tiger. I don't know. That's
right. Are you itching? I know you're enjoying your leave, Max, but are you just itching to get back now?
Yeah, the crab mafia are onto me. Yeah, they really want to get back and continue a search, I guess. Yeah. So, I may be back sooner than I had planned.
Well, look, it's such a pleasure speaking with you today about this rediscovery, and good luck. I'm hoping we'll be able to speak to you once you're back on the island and in the thick of the research.
Yeah, and let's not forget Chris in this. I mean, if he hadn't snapped that that pic, yeah, who knows? People might have still been walking past the little fella.
He's been very good at, his stealth skills. What does this mean for you now, Chris? Will you be heading back to the island at some point as well?
Absolutely. We hope to head back to Christmas Island every year now. So we're going back in May next year to run our first trip. I think we've still got one or two spots left. If any keen people are out there to look to try and see if they can have their luck at spotting and photographing this crab again. But, every year we'll hope to go back there. It really is a beautiful place. And as Max was saying, the thing about this island is that it is so, in the general public's eye, most of the media attention is because of, you know, detention centre and things like that. But the reality is you go there and the detention centre is this tiny little thing on one corner of the island that you never would even realise existed. And, you know, the rest of the island is still this paradise. So, yeah, as soon as I discovered it, you know, it's like, wow, just got to go back there every year and show as many people as we can the true side of Christmas Island. So, yeah, very, very excited to go back there as soon as possible.
What's behind every leaf? Have you thought about a name for the photo, or is it just white-striped crab at this point?
Yeah, currently that's what it's filed under. I didn't even know what it was called. I didn't know it was a white-striped crab. It was just a crab on a palm tree in Christmas Island. But, very, very stroke of luck there, definitely.
Just remarkable. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.